Let's welcome in our next guest. You can find him on Twitter at D_Nixon, former BYU and NFL linebacker, always a BYU legend. It is David Nixon. David, thanks for joining us.
Hey, David.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, man, we were just talking about this huge paintball fight that the BYU football team got in. They did some team-building exercises. Did you guys ever get to play paintball when you were playing at BYU?
You know, I don't think we ever did paintball, but we had some team-building stuff. We got out and about, did some fun stuff. We rafted the river, did some stuff here and there, but paintball's taken it to a whole other level. I'm a little jealous.
David, does that help? I mean, does that really bring the team closer together to get you ready for what is the grind of spring football?
Listen, I think any time you can get the entire team out there together to do any event, whatever it is, I think it's positive. I mean, you got the bus ride out there, you got the actual activity itself, and then bus ride back, guys are joking around. I mean, anything to build that team camaraderie, I think, is positive. So, you know, the college athlete is tough because you are so busy. Life is hectic. I mean, you've got school that you're worried about. A lot of these guys have wives and families that that's pulling, you know, their time away from things. So anytime you can get away from those distractions and, you know, be together as a team, I think it's positive, and especially when you're kind of trying to head into a important time for this football team, which is spring ball. I mean, this is with Kalani's now got a full year ahead of him. You know, this is a crucial time for these players to really be keyed in and honed in and make sure the whole team's on the same page.
David, what's the difference, look, before we get into some of the nitty-gritty stuff, of being, you know, a first-year player and this is your first appearance at BYU, what's that feel like that first day versus when you were a senior, when you're an upperclassman and you know what to expect?
It's just night and day. I mean, because these first-year kids, and even kids that were around just last year, these underclassmen, I would say, I mean, you're still fighting for your position. That's really what spring ball is all about. For the veteran guys, the upperclassmen, I mean, they've already proven themselves. Spring ball is kind of, I mean, half of them sit out of spring ball. It's not really that necessary. They're still trying to get healed up from the prior season. But for those younger guys, I mean, this is for their time to shine and hopefully leave a good taste in the coach's mouth moving forward into the summer and then heading into fall ball. So if I'm a young guy, I mean, this is my time. And they'll have plenty of opportunities. That's what spring ball is all about. The veteran guys usually sit it out, and the younger guys got to come in and improve themselves. So this is one of those times where you can't put on cruise control. You've got to be on edge and ready to go.
Tanner Mangum didn't have a full off season coming off his mission, and then last year obviously he was sitting behind Taysom Hill. What can a full off season of workouts do for a guy in Tanner Mangum and his development?
I think it's huge. I mean, Tanner got a lot of mental reps in last year sitting behind Taysom. He was in all those meetings. He understood the offense. He was right there with Ty. But this is the year when he really gets to take spring ball. He's the guy. He's the leader. He's the captain and really lead this offense along. And so I think spring ball is big for him. You know, we talk about the veteran guys usually sit this stuff out. But for a guy like Tanner Mangum, you know, this is going to be probably his most crucial spring ball that he's ever had because he's in this offense that he'll have for the next few years. And, you know, once again, this is where he gets those main reps and as the number one quarterback. And, you know, last year he got those reps in as well, spring ball, but yeah, keep in mind, it's still in the back of everyone's mind that Taysom will be coming back and maybe join the team. And so, you know, this is now his team, and he's at the helm. And so there's no doubt this is a huge, huge spring ball for him.
David Nixon's our guest, 1320K fan. David, when you look at the offensive side of the ball, we were talking about Tanner. He's an answer. I mean, that's a nice plus going into spring football. But it seems like there's quite a few question marks at the skill positions outside of him. Where are you most focusing in on spring football for BYU to find some answers?
Yeah, I think it all goes back to that running back position. You know, with Jamal Williams vacating that spot, who's going to step up? And that's the one spot that just glares out to me. You know, you look at last year when Jamal was hurt, you had guys like K.J. Hall and Algie Brown. You had guys that come in and fill in. But the question is, who's going to be the feature back? And, you know, with a pro-style offense, it's more crucial than ever. You have to have a feature back that can run the ball, that can set up the pass, right? I mean, that's what the pro-style offense is all focused around. So, you know, BYU's got some athletes in those positions. It's just who's going to emerge and be the leader. And that's what I'm most interested about, who can fill the void of Jamal. Because Jamal wasn't just a leader on the field, but he was that vocal leader in the locker room and off the field for those guys. And so who's going to fill that void, that hype void, you know, the guy that gets the rest of the team up and going like Jamal did. And that'll be the most interesting thing that plays out for me. And that's not going to be solitaire in spring ball. I mean, that's something that I think, even more importantly, come summertime, will be something that a player will emerge as the guy that's sitting around there helping coordinate the off-season workouts, helping coordinate 7-on-7. And so there will be a guy that will emerge, and I'm interested to see exactly who it is. And it could even be an underclassman. You know, we know Kalani. He'll play anybody. He plays the best athlete out there, and it could be an underclassman that comes in and proves himself and gains respect of his teammates. And next thing you know, you've got one of those guys stepping in and filling that void. So very interested to see what happens there at the running back position.
Most teams now in college football are running a spread offense. They're going up-tempo style. How can BYU use their pro-style offense more so to their advantage?
You know, you look at the recruiting class that Kalani went out and got, and he focused very heavily on defensive and offensive linemen. And that's what, you know, with the pro-style offense, that's what you have to focus in on. You've got to have a sure foundation. And he went out and got big, strong, athletic guys that can move. You know, in the past, BYU's gone with these bigger offensive linemen. And we go fast, go hard with Coach and I. They went for some faster guys that could get out and block downfield. But Kalani's going for these big, tall athletes on the offensive defense side of the ball. And so with that being said, it all starts up front with his offensive line. It'll be interesting to see how that all comes together. And then the pro-style offense. I mean, this is Ty's offense. This is his mastermind. And, you know, I think there was a learning curve this year for Ty and for that offense of trying to figure things out, trying to figure out where their strengths were, where their weaknesses were. And I think for anybody, it's going to be nice to have one year underneath his belt would be Ty Detmer. And now knowing his personnel and continue to be able to recruit the guys that he wants in the system. And so I think that's where the spring ball and this pro style offense comes into play. It is definitely different than the spread. You know, I talked to Taysom a lot this past year, and it took him a little while to get used to the pro style. And we saw as the season kind of transitioned on, they kind of reverted back to the shotgun spread offense a little more. Because those were the strengths of this offense. But I think Ty continues to implement that offense, obviously here in spring ball in the summer and going to fall ball, to where you'll see his offense continue to transition a little bit to more of what he wants it to look like long term.
There's a 6'5", 340-pound stud muffin offensive lineman down in St. George who's going to be the state of Utah's top recruit next year. Do you like that BYU's going down to St. George to do some spring ball? I mean, I'm sure it's not a coincidence that Penei Sewell's down there. I mean, do you like this strategy of BYU going right to some of these prospects?
You know, we see that with Michigan going out and do their spring ball and getting trips in. You know, it's a new concept. I'm not sure how I feel about it. You know, personally, like I said, there's so much going on here, you know, at your respective university with schooling and with family, whatever it may be. You know, for to go off and do a satellite type camp for a little bit, that's a new concept. I'm not sure how I feel about it. It'll be interesting to see how the players react to it. If it's something they like, it might be good to, you know, you look back at the old day in fall ball, teams would, you know, and even when I played in the NFL, we'd go off to Napa when I was with the Raiders and when I was with the Panthers. We went down to Spartanburg, and it is kind of nice because you do get away from the distractions and you have to rely on being around one another. And so, you know, maybe it could be for the good. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but, you know, anytime you can be around recruits and give them some exposure, let them come to practice a couple times a week and be around the players and let those players kind of befriend those potential recruits. I mean, that's only positive exposure for the teams. And so, yeah, I mean, hey, listen, St. George's is great weather as well, so you can't complain about that.
Find him on Twitter at D_Nixon, former BYU and NFL linebacker. Great stuff, David. Thanks.
Thanks, David.
Okay, guys. Yep, take care.